There's something bad about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, my girl. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, darling. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, my girl. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, darling. Don't leave me. Something bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
Started a little early today, and you're listening to Sweet Corn on WMFO in Medford 91.5. We may have some mood killers joining us later, but I'm not yet sure. Until then, or if until then, today's theme is circles. Not so literal as I usually do, but songs that maybe sound like they have circles in them to me. I have synesthesia, so a lot of music has a really intense shape or texture when I listen to it. I'm also writing my thesis about it, so it's on my mind a lot, and I have been interviewed for it before. So yeah, we'll get on with that. I have some Instagram posts to make, so I'm going to turn on the music. I'm going to do that, let you guys have this entertainment for just a little bit, and then I'll check up on you again after this block of music.
say, drive me upward into the deadly light. Is another kind of light, as inside you is another resource. Enormous love. Here's a sharing arc of water. We all call her a
watch the weather, baby, on TV. And forget it. is only noise that you can see. Space is only noise that you can see. Space is only noise that you can see. Space is only noise that you can see.
Shoulder or two shoulders. How was I gonna cock my baseball hat? Was I gonna, you know, wear it straight on and cock it to the mouth? Cock it to the right. How was I gonna wear my pants? Was I gonna wear them really baggy or whatnot? What shoes was I gonna wear? Who was I gonna walk with?
I've been informed that the Mood Killers are indeed coming. And you just heard the Dirty Projectors and Bjork sharing Orb, and that's from their collaborative album Mount Wittenberg Orca. After that, we heard Space is Only Noise If You Can See, and that's by Nicholas Yar. And then after that, I played a track from Blood Orange's great album that came out a while ago at this point, but it's still really excellent. That was Love Ya. So if you're tuning in a little bit later, this is Hell, and I'm playing my show Sweet Corn currently, and the theme is music that I think sounds like circles. The music you're hearing in the background of my talking today and during the conversations I hope to have with the Mood Killers is by the artist 00110100 space 01010100, and this is their song 0181 space 000 space 0010. Lots of good little circles in there. So we're going to continue onward. The next song was based on a recommendation from a friend earlier, and the joke is that they mentioned triangles, so I hope that's true, because if not, I'm really going to regret playing an Alt-J song. Not my cup of soup, so to speak, so really depending on the triangle mention in this for the joke. All right.
Desolate.
All right, we've got the Mood Killers here.
Hello.
Howdy.
There they are, folks.
I'm on the radio.
Say that again?
I'm on the radio. This is my radio voice.
This is my radio voice. This is my radio anthem. This is my radio story. This is not my radio show.
Today on This American Life.
I don't know what. Have you guys ever heard of circles?
I've heard of them.
Yeah. I know someone.
I heard they had a new EP out. I think it got good ratings on Pitchfork.
The shape, the circle got good ratings on Pitchfork.
Right. I think Pitchfork likes circles.
Yeah, they don't like triangles though. They love trapezoids out there on Pitchfork. Mm.
Can you hear me through this mic right now?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, I should probably.
Hello. Put
this on.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can hear.
Yeah.
Cool. It turns out equipment is really hard.
I'm happy to be here.
Me too. I think.
Is anybody listening?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Oh, yeah. People are listening.
We have 15 listeners, boys.
Whoa.
And girls.
Hello, listeners.
Hello.
Hi. This is really exciting.
That's really chill.
Yeah.
Feel free to call in.
Call in.
Call in. We have prizes available.
Yeah.
The prizes will tell you a shape.
We can match your a shape to your personality.
Yes. Tweet us. Tweet us your zodiac sign and we will give you a shape that you are.
Is it gonna be circles the whole hour or are we switching up?
It's up to you guys. I have a playlist, but we can switch it up if you have recommendations, if there's any requests, any songs. It's up to you.
I'd have to think
about it. My mom wants you guys to know that one of our listeners is her.
Oh, hey, oh mom. Hey,
mom.
Hey, Helen's mom.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm like just really happy to be on the radio
me
right
too,
now.
Me too. I'm really happy to be here. There's a good mood going. There really is.
Y'all really aren't mood killers.
We don't know yet.
No. Your brand is a little off.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Excellent.
We're just a little shy.
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
Being on air, yeah.
I have a suggestion.
Should I keep my voice?
You should keep your voice. I like your voice. Radio.
I like the radio
voice.
I like your
voice.
Radio.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep my voice.
All right, don't keep
that's
your voice.
That's just like radio people sound like that to me.
You think your voice is
you
a
know
circle?
When they're like really deep and like guttural, like you can really hear every like, how do they do that?
They channel it through their diaphragm, which reminds me, I really think that like maybe some breathing exercises could be good for the air.
Oh my God. Yeah, we could.
I'm down for that.
I would really love to like lead some listeners in a breathing exercise.
Do you know of any?
Love some assistance.
I actually don't know anything about breathing. I just like I've really taken it for granted.
I mean, I know that sometimes when you breathe, you can breathe circles.
Is that a name of an exercise?
Wow.
Right. So in the spirit of circles and circularity, let's cycle our breaths. Am I right?
How do you do that?
Yeah. I think what's really helpful is you breathe in really quickly, and then you breathe out, but you make a noise, just any noise, whatever that noise is. All right, so we're just gonna, you wanna do it in unison? We're gonna take one really deep, quick breath, deep and quick, like a quick huff.
Okay.
Real quick huff.
Should I do it now? When do I do it?
Let's count to three.
Okay.
Let's count to three. I'll count to three. And
do it.
At the after three, the second after three, not at three, but the second after three, we're just gonna let go of whatever was in there. And that quick huff of breath, we're just gonna like release whatever it is. And we're gonna start out like that. We're gonna do that five times. How do y'all feel about that?
Can we do it like once?
Once. We're gonna do it once. Helen, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so after three, 1 second after three, not quite at three, a little bit after three, we're gonna circulate our breaths.
Okay.
All right, one, two, three.
Wow, I already feel feel ready for the radio now.
Me too.
I'm so ready.
Let's play some music. I'll figure out how to make our voice sounds a little bit better. If you want some mood killing, I got Mitski up next. And it's early Mitski.
Oh.
So.
I don't know. Is early Mitski just like that one album?
No, she had two.
Oh, really? That's like her first album.
No, she had two albums before Bury Me at Makeout Creek.
No way.
Yeah, so this is from one of them. This is called Circle. Thank you.
is nothing quite like him.
My voice doesn't really suit it, but I'm going to do my best because I like this song a lot. So I'm going to be off pitch, and you're probably going to hate it, and I apologize in advance. But I'm feeling myself, I think, as they say. Oh, I don't know how to harmonize. Oh, no, I can't harmonize. Singing is so scary. How do they make such pretty voices? I don't know. How do you make pretty voices? Oh, no. Have not seen the light. No, 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 not for days. I haven't seen it for days. Here's some mythology. They like mythology.
Like Icarus before me, these wings are not my own, and I am soaring skyward just to tumble home. I'm not the best at moving on.
On the radio? Well, alright, this is my big break. This is it for me. This is all I ever got to do. I'm here now. And I did everything I meant to do. And if I die right now, I won't be happy about it, but I will have lived really well. Thanks, life. Really love it. Thanks, life. I love you, life. I love life a lot. Icarus died in the sun, right? That's how he did? He melted? He burned? I died like a sun, too. I'm a big sun. I'm a big, big sun. I'm a big sun. Suns are circles. Suns are radiating circles. Suns are infinite circles that become lines that you can see. I can trace sun lines, and sometimes suns make sunny circular rainbows. I haven't seen the light. I haven't seen the light for days. It's fucking winter, and I hate winter. Oops. I don't know that word. I don't know that word at all. What's that word? I think it came out of my uterus. Oh no, my navel pooped it. My navel pooped again. It hurts a lot when my navel poops. I don't even know.
But did we lose listeners yet?
No. Oh, did we lose God. Any?
Alright, John, you're both on now.
Okay. Alright, folks.
There's enough in my mouth.
Shh. John.
What? I know, I wasn't ready. I was not ready.
My navel pooped. It made a circular poop.
Perfectly.
Okay,
circular.
We're back.
So, what else did we want to talk about? Oh, what? Oh, yes. So, not related to circles, but some of you may know about the game that has recently come out, and it is called Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. And it is Animal Crossing's mobile app game.
Mm. I'm
which,
a fan.
Unlike their previous games, which all were on consoles, it's free. Yeah, so John,
just giving a shout out.
You said you had some thoughts about it. Let's discuss it.
Oh, I wasn't like trying to pontificate.
I mean, none of us are the Pope here. It's all right.
Just trying.
It's good conversation.
Yeah, it's a great game. I think it makes me a better person.
Yeah, you tweeted that. I agree. I think. I honestly feel like I get social reward from talking to the animals.
Yeah, which one's your favorite?
I really like Punchy. And
I don't think I
like
know Punchy.
Cherry.
I like Cherry too. Cherry's like my all-time favorite.
Yeah, and I really like Ketchup, just because Ketchup is like
Oh, he's kind of funny looking.
Such a dumb name. He's funny looking.
Oh, they're like the red duck.
Yeah, that looks like, it's a little ketchup duck. It's a little tomato, and I love it.
Yeah, I like Goldie. She's like the OG.
Exactly.
She's like the first person you meet.
That's real also the
first animal.
The same name as my cat.
Speaking of Goldie, real quick, shout out to Goldie.
And yeah, we love you, Goldie.
Listeners,
she's listening.
Yeah.
Is Goldie? Oh yeah. No.
I don't know. Let's see if one of my parents.
You're always welcome at my campsite, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You too. Yeah.
I'm on the beach with you right now, actually.
That's so.
You're like hanging out with a.
Who am I hanging out with?
With a fishing pole by the water.
Oh yeah, classic me.
That's what we do.
It's just what I do on that game, you know.
Usually I'm fishing or collecting bugs.
Yes.
Or, you know, sometimes I'm picking fruit.
Yeah, one can do that.
Like, it's weird how there's only three things you can do, but I, like, I'm just doing them all the time.
Oh, yeah, like...
Like, I don't get bored.
Almost nonstop.
It's really easy, too. Like, there's no challenge.
I don't know, but it also, like, you get a lot more direct reward than you did with the console games.
Have you played the original Animal Crossing?
I haven't played the original, but I had it for Nintendo DS and Wii.
Yeah.
So, I've played Wild World, Oh, my mom said that Goldie is not listening. She's sleeping.
Oh.
I'm gonna tell her to wake her up.
My mom?
Yeah. Please wake up Goldie. So she can listen to my voice.
My cats have diarrhea.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
I'm really sad about it.
You can't say that word on the radio.
Oh, no.
That's not allowed.
I think that
they have intestinal problems.
Hold on. Speaking of mood killers and intestinal problems and circles, like,
yeah.
I think I have some theories, and I think my parents' sad lives are rubbing off on my cat's immune systems.
Oh, man.
I know. So now I think they're developing IBS.
Is that
IBS
a way to catch illness?
Because of their emotional irregularities.
That can really happen.
Can you get IBS from being, like, depressed? Like,
yeah.
It's usually connected to anxiety.
Yeah. My babies are anxious.
I think they are. Also, like...
They're giving them antibiotics for being anxious. I hate pharma.
Oh, yeah, that's true. My cat also gets diarrhea when he's anxious.
I hate pharma country. What is wrong? It's because... Anyway.
My cat was on Prozac for a while.
Aww, yeah, that's the thing. Cats on Prozac.
But also, like, every time I leave, or whenever, like, she knows I'm leaving, she'll get my attention and then just, like, squat wherever she is, like, wherever she's led me to, and then she'll just look me right in the eyes and poop on the floor.
Oh, my God.
So I think poop is a hugely emotional medium for cats.
Yeah.
But also for people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now that I'm, like, feeling better, especially post-breakup, like, I think my relationship was giving me, like, diarrhea.
Wow. Or your relationship was diarrhea.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Zinger.
Oh.
Or I just drink way too much coffee.
That like, too.
But, you know, what can you do?
A poop slurry. Sometimes I was telling Smell over here when I was drinking coffee, it smelled like poop, and I like it because burnt coffee kind of smells like poop,
and it gets you ready,
gets me ready to go.
Oh yeah, it looks like poop too.
Yeah.
It's like,
we need to read one of these, so y'all can pick one and read one.
Oh, we have to read a PSA.
Yeah,
I've done this before.
Why do we have to read one?
It's
my freshman year roommate used to be on the radio.
Who is your freshman year roommate?
His name was Redacted Fox, Grant Fox. Should I say his name on the radio?
No, don't.
I don't know.
Is he listening? Hello, Grant. How are you?
I don't know who that is.
I really don't think he's listening.
You know, I doubt it. There's 16 people listening in this world.
Oh, wow.
And the chances of them being him are slim.
Okay, when should I read one?
Whenever. Just go for it.
Well, this one...
an anime one.
Do I announce the title first or just read the text?
Up to you.
Okay, so although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and it's good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. I walk a lot, it's true. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Mm-hmm. I'm not a healthy adult, but like I think that's about right.
Yeah, I used to walk to my job at Harvard.
Yeah, like walking to Harvard from
Somerville. It's a nice walk, actually.
It depends on the weather.
It's just pretty.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
Mm.
That's been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Cool. Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
I'm glad we're like doing something for the community.
Yeah, me too. It feels good. Usually I just get undressed with my blinds up.
Right.
But
me too. I don't even have blinds in my room. God. I don't give a shit. Like, no blind. And like the neighbor's window is right there, and like it's their kitchen too, so they're probably cooking, and they just like see me.
All of Boston Ave gets to see me. It used to be that anyone in Tish on the third floor could see me enter someone's house.
Could you really see through that window?
You literally
though?
Can. I am.
Yeah.
From
I checked.
Tish?
I checked.
No way.
And then I think facilities came in and like put a blind on the window while I
lived
there.
Wait, did people complain?
They must have. I like. Hope so. With all my being.
First, I was really like when I moved in on the second floor. There's a similar situation with the windows, and there was like nothing there.
Yeah.
And like school had barely started, but I was so anxious about it. And then after a while, I just was like, you know what? If we're gonna play goat noises, I can be naked. Like,
right.
I'm good.
You know, I agree.
What was I gonna?
I don't know. Do y'all? We can play one more song probably, and then sign off. What was the request?
Oh, is it already over?
Yeah, my show's.
Oh my God! Can
you
play Trampoline by Caro Bonito?
Yes, perfect.
Perfect.
Can we talk along?
I feel like I didn't have enough air time.
Well, y'all just are gonna have to come again.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, I'll be a regular.
Yeah.
We have to thank our listeners and you.
As the rain came down my window, I heard the wind blow all around. I was stuck under the weather, felt like forever out of the sun. But then I looked in my garden and saw at the bottom my old trampoline. That's when I knew what to do. I could break right on through, yeah. Fall down.
Believe. Sinzine Bain though. So jump, 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 believe. be. Jump, jump, trampoline. Fly to where you want to be. Jump, jump, trampoline. Fly to where you.
My aunt.
Wow.
They're all out there.
And now I'm...
Wow.
Another closing song. I'm playing a song by the Circle Jerks.
Yes, from their this album, is literally Group Sex. Jerks.
Oh my god.
Oh,
talk about a Circle Jerk.
I don't want to die.
Ronald Reagan.
It's the 80s.
It's cool to be straight edge.
Cool. Cool.
Don't forget to be a circle, kids. Or else you'll become a grid. Sorry.
Whoa.
It's all good.
We just changed. What is this?
Palm. Be running for God in 2018. My platform is that I'm going to count every blade of grass in the world and tax it.
Ooh, got one idea.
Yeah. And then the number of blades of grass in the world will be the value of our self-worth added up all together.
Mmm.
Yes. So vote for me. For God.
How much money would that even be?
I don't know. So you're going to have to check the stock market when it comes out. Oh. That's where I'll release the information on DowJones.com.
I'll bookmark it.
Yeah, you should. Bookmark it on your smartphone.
My smartphone. I went to the smartphone store today, actually.
You went to the smartphone store?
Yeah, I went to the Apple store.
Yo, you got a smartphone. Is it new?
It wasn't working, so they cleaned it for me.
Oh, did they pull the gunk out?
They pull the gunk out.
I love it when they pull the gunk out.
I, like, could have just done it myself, but, like, I didn't know.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, they took it somewhere to be, like, professionally.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
earwax, like, took a walk into the phone.
I don't know.
It could happen.
It wasn't charging. I was scared.
Yeah, that's what happened to mine a few months ago.
I logged in to Twitter on the store computers because I needed to meet me while I waited. So...
You gotta do it somehow.
Yeah. Wow.
Either you're with Helen.
Some of these public service sounds
or you're
terrible.
Not.
Yeah, I'm not with her. I'm with myself. I'm with me.
I'm with you.
Thanks.
Hmm.